And experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Friday is Girls Night Out, and we're excited to celebrate with you. Starting the celebrations, you will receive your free gift with any purchase of $25 or more at Petalina. Then, while you're looking at our fabulous jewelry collection, you will notice that many of our most sought-after jewelry collections are 20% off this Friday only. Girls Night Out has deals, discounts, and drawings throughout the night, along with food specials, live music, and a variety of fabulous entertainment downtown. Stop by Petalina of Northfield, a creative assortment of eclectic gifts.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thank you for listening to the show as we celebrate all things creating and stories. It's already a zany morning, and so it's going to be fun tuning our imaginations here on the show. I was thinking about this, how the spring springing all around might do one of two things. It might detract you from your practice, or maybe it energizes your passions. And I feel like this year the transition happened in a flash. We were gray for weeks on end, and then it was like a wave of a wand, and there was green everywhere. And I've been paying attention to the mind shift that happens during this span of time. There's something in the air, right? I feel it. It's like the sparkles from the swooshing wand just hung around for a little while. And it's kind of a really enchanting time. There's that lightness in the air. And I think everybody has a little bigger skip to their step. I think this fairy dust from that rapid shift from winter to spring lingers to lure us out of our slump. And these sparkles might be the key to the equation of whether you are distracted or deeply engaged in your creative endeavors. And finding that spark is really one thing that's important. And it certainly would be lovely if we all could just be tapped on the shoulder and connected with our wonder. But that's not how it works. We are the work that makes things happen. And what is it that pulls you in and takes you away from the construct of time? That's where you need to go. What have you always loved to do, no matter what happens during the process? This is a worthy place. And this is the difference between striving and thriving. And this is the gift that we need for ourselves. So I wish for you that you find that passion and engage with that rhythm and mindset of a practice. Because as I've been thinking about it, we want to get that magic time, but it seems every time we are moving forward, there's something changes. There's never that stasis of constant magic time. You've got to make that happen. So that was my little, I don't know where my mind was. I guess it was late last night. And I was thinking about, you know, that groove that you get into. And try to find that for yourself, because it really is kind of wonderful. And it's you that has to find that so that you can carry the wonder with you throughout the day. So folks, on today's Art Zany Radio, I am absolutely thrilled to welcome Jessica Prill and Tammy Ressler from the Straight River Arts Festival. Welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Good morning.
Thank you.
It's
nice to be here.
It's a thrill. We're already having like this fantastic bubbly time, and it's just going to be a delight to share the story with our listeners. You can get information at straightriverartfestival.com. It is happening Saturday, the 20th of May, so put that on your calendars. Starts at 9, goes till 5 in Heritage Park in downtown Faribault. And with me, as I mentioned, Jessica Prill. She's a jewelry artist, uses silver and stones and fire. Also a gallery owner, coffee shop owner, and more, which we're going to be talking about. That's Fleur de Lis Gallery down in Faribault. And Good Day Coffee, both. Mm-hmm. Like, really close by.
Across the hall.
Yeah, exactly. So you can check them both out. Tamley Ressler is a clay artist and arts coordinator. And you have a Facebook page that folks can look up, Tamley Ressler Pottery. And you're also the performing and visual arts coordinator at Shattuck St. Mary's. And you were here back in March as we celebrated Dessa, which was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She was awesome. And it was so fun meeting her and talking with her.
Dying of jealousy.
Talk about creative people.
Oh, yeah, I had just a joy speaking with her, and the concert was everything I hoped it would be and more. So it was wonderful to get down to Shattuck St. Mary's. I had not been to that theater. I think I saw you there, too,
I was
Jess.
There, too, yes. That show blew my mind. Yeah. That was awesome.
So there's all kinds of things happening in Faribault. Folks need to turn their cars and head south because it's really a happening place. And you two are part of making it happen. The Straight River Art Festival we'll get to, but I thought maybe you could just introduce yourselves. Both of you have been on before, but let's start with you, Jess. It's been a little while since you've been on.
Yeah.
And, tell us a little bit about your world in all things happening in your art world.
Yeah, so I'm still doing my jewelry. And
there's a business, you have a business name, Jessica Lee Designs.
Jessica Lee Designs. And it's hidden well within the belly of my gallery. So whenever I do an art show, it's Fleur de Lis Gallery is how I end up going out in the world. So everyone gets a little confused. But and I'm doing the gallery. I have the coffee shop, which is luckily fully staffed. So now I can focus more on my jewelry, which is the only thing I really want to do in my life.
Yeah, you guys have a good Instagram page for that. That has like it's always tempting to see what's.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram for
the coffee shop.
The coffee shop, and I do the Facebook posting for that, which is kind of a dark side of my life.
Not a fan much of social media.
So Kathy, my business partner, who has an amazing garden here in town and was in a magazine, she's always like, can you post? And I'm like, I don't want to do it. So yeah, take that for what it is when you go to the page. So I'm always working with artists. I'm just surrounded by art and it's my dream. Mm-hmm. So I'm just every year I get more connected to amazing people like Tammy, and we brainstorm, things happen, things get more complicated, bigger and busier every year.
Tell us about your jewelry, folks. I may certainly recognize you, but you have a certain style that
so
comes
I do
through.
Sterling silver, natural stones, I set stones, I make chain. I'm a little loose with my measurements, so it has an organic kind of wild feeling to it.
You use fire too in an interesting
and I love
way
fire.
You do tell us how that comes through.
So I get to it's kind of my meditative happy place. You know, you can't really worry about the problems in the world when you're holding 1300 degrees in your hand, so you have to stay very focused. So I love burning silver. There's like just something about the look of burning silver that's kind of ancient. It feels like you pulled it out of the ground from a archaeological dig, and kind of I think honors where stones come from. So that's what I'm all about.
That's the place you go to when you want to find that.
Yeah, when I'm creating, I'm always trying to discover some kind of an ancient treasure that I can't go dig out of the ground myself, so I make it.
And we're all lucky because we get to see the results of that and through your jewelry, which will be at the Straight River Art Festival.
I will be a booth at the Straight River Art Festival.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. And take it away, Tammy.
So Tammy, introduce us again to our
For
listeers.
Someone who has a coffee shop, you seem under-caffeinated.
I am under-caffeinated this
just
morning.
Saying.
I had a radio show to do this time.
I know, right? Same. I do pottery, as you said. And I recently started working with porcelain, which was something that I had started many years ago and doing hand building with porcelain and really didn't like it because I just didn't like the way it felt on my hands when it dried. So then I thought, well, if I don't like the feel of dry porcelain, that's actually my problem. I'll just throw the pots instead. So
you can throw porcelain.
Oh yeah. Oh. So it's great to throw. It's just the best. So I was throwing these pots and then I do the Sgraffito on the porcelain as well. And so that's been kind of my addiction lately.
What is Sgraffito?
So Sgraffito is basically where you take the white porcelain and you essentially paint over with a black underglaze, and then you scratch through the black to reveal the white again. So you end up, you have a design that's now in black on your white background. And the difference between that and, let's say, painting it on there is that you get a really more, I guess in my mind, more of a rustic look, maybe more of something that, again, like Jess, looks a little bit more organic, looks a little bit more intentional isn't the word, because painting is quite intentional, but it's just a different look that I really like. And then I do some color on that as well to just kind of bring it out. So I've been just having an absolute fantastic time. And when you were talking about like practice and following your bliss, kind of, or, you know, mm-hmm. to quote Joseph Campbell, that you're kind of finding something that's your new thing and not being afraid to move away from what you've been doing to explore a new idea or a new passion. And so this has been really fun for me. That's what I've been kind of doing lately. So you're going to see a lot of that as well as some of the other stuff, but it's so time consuming to start something new. So that is primarily what I've got, and not a lot of the other stuff that I was doing. So I think one of the fun things about particularly the Straight River Festival is it's one day, it's very community driven. So you can really bring out your fresh ideas, mm-hmm. and let people just have a very organic reaction to it, which I think is really fun, because as an artist, feedback is super important. And not just from the aspect of that you want somebody to go, oh, this is really nice, but also people have ideas and people will come to you and they'll be like, oh, this is really cool, I love the way blah blah blah, and you can sometimes think about what they said and lean into that idea
totally
a little bit. And I really enjoy that. So I like that interaction with people that you get at art festivals that you don't necessarily get through just selling your work or mm-hmm. things like that. So
I've created a lot of pieces off of conversations I've had with my customers.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example, like would they suggest a way of mounting something? Or
no, I think what it is they'll kind of react to something in my pieces, and then I will build off that reaction. Mm-hmm. And then I almost create lines specifically for these people. Like I have customers that come back to me, and I know exactly which pieces they're going to go to. And
wow.
Yeah. And it's really fun because it's helped me evolve, because I enjoy that process of creating more than somebody telling me, well, will you make me a bracelet and use this stone? And I want this shape and I want it this length. And that's fine. I can do that. That's easy. But there's more of a collaboration that they don't even really realize they're involved mm-hmm. in. And it's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the things that's great about going to an art festival is you mm-hmm. have that opportunity. The artist will be there. There'll be an opportunity to engage, to ask questions, to, you know, figure out, well, you know, tell me. And having that connection to the artist, when you take that home, it feels like it's a little more special, right? There's a little bit of that.
The world could use a lot more of that these days.
Yeah, I think so. That connectedness and that passion. And it comes through. And that's a really enjoyable thing. And how did the Straight River Art Festival come to be? Because last year, was that the first year?
That was the first year, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tammy and I
they're looking at each other.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, so here's the thing. This was Jessica's brainchild.
Yeah, well,
sort of.
I wanted to have a baby, and Tammy became the surrogate.
The midwife. Yeah, because she knows I can't say no to anything.
That's one of the things I love about you so much.
I hate no.
So,
a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah.
So there was an art festival. So back, way back when I was at the Paradise, we started an art festival. But over the years, it evolved mm-hmm. into like a barbecue, music, things mm-hmm. like that. And the art portion of it really just kind of fell to the wayside a little bit, and to the point where we were like, you know, this isn't really
about the arts.
It isn't following its intention anymore. So in order, and that happens sometimes. So sometimes you have to reevaluate the intention. And so in concert with the people who were running that festival, they had decided that they did not want, they wanted to have the art thing out and they wanted to focus on their
barbecue
other
music.
Yeah, and the barbecue and the music. So they had asked, this part I don't know for sure. So they had asked you.
Yep. So they asked me if I would coordinate the art side, which I did. And in doing that, I felt that it just wasn't able to take on my vision, I guess, for the art side of it. It was a good event and well attended and people came, but artists weren't doing well. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of second selling, like Pampered Chef type. I don't know what to call that. That's like a, I don't know if that's crap.
I think that's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
It was a secondary sale type thing. They were doing really well, but the artists that I had brought in weren't selling. And I thought, well, okay, so how do we get something that focuses on the arts?
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to Tammy about it, who was like, yeah, well, let's just do that then. And I'm like, yeah, let's just do that then. So we started the Art Mafia and it's not a thing. We just started talking to other people. We had a few sessions where we got as many people together as we could. And it just kind of whittled down to her to Tammy, Paula Person, and myself. And so we're kind of the group that's
the core
organizers. And then this last year we created a nonprofit status so that we can apply for funding. And our goal is not only to do Straight River Art Festival, but we are Straight River Arts. So mm-hmm. we want to do community focused art events in the town.
This is growing. This is a big, big, wild, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the successes from last year that you want to carry through, and how have you made changes to it for this year? Which again, folks, I want to remind you, it is happening next weekend, Saturday, just one day, the 20th of May from 9 to 5.
And it's right next to the Depot restaurant. So there's that really cool fountain roundabout area, and we'll have, 27 artists?
Yep.
And a couple food vendors.
Music,
live music.
Kids activities.
Yeah. So this year, I think what's grown is the number of artists, and we don't want it to get too big. So I think 30 is kind of our cap, because we want the artists that are there to stand out. We don't want, 50 jewelry artists, 50 potters. We want a good variety, and we want the people that are there in that medium to stand out. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our goal. And this year, everybody that was in last year wanted back in, except for a handful that had other commitments, or it wasn't because they didn't enjoy the show. It was because they just couldn't, this weekend conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we got new artists. And a lot of the artists in the festival are not in the gallery, are not in the studio art tour. These mm-hmm. are unique to this event, which is awesome because we're broadening the number of artists that are being exposed to the community.
Yeah, that's one thing I was excited about as I went to the website, was there are a lot of names that I didn't know, and a lot of folks who had some really interesting pieces, at least the one, all you see is the one. So then when you mm-hmm. go to the event, that you see the whole booth, mm-hmm. there'll be lots of other things, lots of different styles and materials.
Oh, there's tons of variety. And a lot of the artists they're kind of, I guess what I would...
Up and coming. Crafty.
And sort of eclectic. Like, we have some artists that I think are, I'm trying to think of a way to say this. They have a very individualized way of doing things. So it's not just landscape portraits and things like that, but really interesting, unique
The quilted things. Landscape portraits.
Yeah. Right, and that, I think, is what's interesting, is mm-hmm. that they're showing that there's a different way to do a lot of the things. So it's... in fact, there's one of the vendors who does stickers. She
designed mom yesterday.
Did you?
Yes. She came into the gallery and she was so excited.
Aw, that's so sweet. They're really adorable. And so she designs these things and then puts them on a sticker, which to me, I love stickers. My car is covered with stickers. So I will be visiting.
Mine is too, but that's because of my 6-year-old.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. Okay, fine. But yeah, yeah, I love that kind of stuff that's just quirky and unusual. And people who come to my house, you know, they my house is full of art. I have shelves and shelves and shelves of art, and most of it is displayed on the walls. I don't really have like very much wall space that isn't covered with some kind of art, and very, very eclectic. So you have things. I don't have a lot of like landscapey stuff. I need more landscapes, I guess. But I have very eclectic tastes and a variety of tastes. So I think that's what's fun about this is when we have artists who come in, and this is a juried show. So because we are trying to make sure that it isn't secondary sales and that it is people who have put some effort into making things. And we, when we have an artist who brings something to us and we are like, not sure, really we have a bigger conversation with them because we don't want to say like,
you're not good enough.
You're not good enough. Because sometimes people just don't take good pictures. And so you want to say, hey, can I see more of your stuff? Can we talk? Can
we visit? You've literally gone to their house.
Yeah.
To look at their stuff.
Yeah. Cause we just want to like give people the opportunity to really tell you what their vision is so that we can, and this is part of the Straight River Arts as an organization, is that we want to be able to really
support artists
and mentor and foster that and make the community feel like a welcoming place for artists to grow and to prosper. That's our goal.
I think that's really, and it shows in the selections that you've made. And we should talk about a few of those artists if you want to. Let's talk about Paula Person, who you mentioned is one of your partners in this endeavor.
So she's the person you're probably talking to in the emails. she does handbags and clothing. Her bags are made with upcycled Rolling Stone magazines.
Yeah, she has a music bent.
Music, to her. Yeah. And I think she's doing a lot of custom stuff with musicians now and doing, like, so for their booths at their shows and stuff, you can buy their...
What a great little niche.
I know. So she's busy doing that. And
Note Bag, B-A-G with a Z, is her website.
Yep, and she will be a vendor as well as a coordinator. And I think it's really cool that this art show is being put on by artists. I think, you know, a lot of art shows are put on by a group of people that, you know, want to put on an event. And I don't have a ton of experience with that side of it with other shows, but I think just as artists, we know what we want from a show. And I think one of the things we just want is love.
Right.
We just want love. We want help. We want to feel like it matters that we're there. We are the customer. The artist is the customer of the art festival for the people putting on the art festival. And then the customers to the art festival are the customers for the artist. So there's kind of like, you know, so we want to make sure that they feel, you know, that they're supported in any way.
And appreciated.
Appreciated for what they do, yeah.
That was one of the things. We actually have a sponsor last year and this year who donated funds for us to just do something for the artist so that when the artists come in, we can give them a goodie bag and we can give them lunch and we can make sure that they know that we appreciate them being there. And we also just appreciate them doing what they do. So that is super important to us. And we're so fortunate that we have, you know, somebody in the community who felt strongly about and enough about it that he reached out to us and was like, hey, I'd really like to help you guys do this. And
that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because that does matter, right? You want to create this experience, not just for the people that come, but you want the artists, like you said, to feel that they're valued and it's, you know, you're excited that they're there and that you can support them in ways that make their day a little easier.
Yeah. And it is a lot of work. I mean, it's not just, oh, I'm going to go sell my stuff. You know, I'm going to show up and then people are going to throw money at me.
I learned that from volunteering at a lot of art festivals. feels that, you know, the setup and the takedown is really extensive.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to merchandise your booth, you know, managing your you know, transactions.
The weather.
Right.
Yes. Now you're giving me anxiety.
Okay. Oh, let's keep talking.
Maybe let's cancel. We're not doing it anymore. Sorry, everyone.
Let's talk about some of the other artists. Angel's Images. Does he say Angel or Angel? Angels, I think.
It's Angel. Is that a photographer?
Yeah, I'm a fan of his work, yeah. And have my kids love his work too. He does wildlife photography and has some just incredible pieces.
I don't even know how you get how do you get that close up to animals and stuff. And I personally like nature. To me, I like nature. In theory, but then I think about ticks and dirt and
well,
mud
then let him go do the yeah. you know, tromping, and his yeah. images are really just to
that's
take a little
beautiful
tour.
Thing.
He gets really intimate moments.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Right, that's a good way to yeah. say it. Yeah. That are surprising.
It's not just a bird flying in the air. It's like a bird looking at its baby. Like
there's a story.
Yeah. yeah.
And so that's
looking at you.
Looking at you.
Really exciting. Suzanne Klum is there. And mm-hmm. I want to mention, because she had a little, each, if you go to the website, you'll see a listing of all the artists. And each of them has a little paragraph or a little story about themselves. And I loved her quote she had in her section, which was, "Never fear failure. The fear will keep you from growing your craft and lessen your experiences." Mm-hmm. Oof, that's
she's so wise.
I know, right?
Just a little shout out to Suzanne Klum, because when I worked at the Paradise, so I started at the Paradise in 2006, and Suzanne was one of the first people that I met, and she quickly became my mentor. And so I actually had, at that time, I had Sprint, and you had to tell them, one of the security questions was, who is your mentor? So Suzanne Klum, unbeknownst to her probably, was my Sprint keyword for probably a decade, because she really was. And that's that kind of wisdom that she was like that. And that exactly when I was at the Paradise, it was like, it's okay if you fail. It's all right. You just get back up the next day and do it again.
She's the reason that the gallery exists, because...
Wow.
Yeah, because I was sitting when Blue Bird Cakery is now where my coffee shop is. I was holding my 2-month-old baby in my arms, staring at this empty space across the hall. And she walked by and was like, wouldn't it be awesome to do a pop-up shop in there? She's like, well, let's do it. And I'm like... baby in arms, like, how am I gonna do that? She's like, oh, we'll figure it out. Yeah. And there we go.
Yeah.
And so that was like, you know, I love people that are like, instead of, oh, these are the reasons why this isn't gonna work,
mm-hmm.
they're like, well, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I want all those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Suzanne's the best. And her stuff that she has, she's been posting some of her bags and things. So she's got these bags with her boutique. So she does this Certi boutique, which is just fantastic. And she's making these bags, and they're like 18 by 18 by 3.5, I think. And they're like $35, which is super affordable. And I'm like, I gotta have one of those bags. So I told Marv the other day, I'm like, this is a thing that is going to come home with me. I told Suzanne, maybe we can do a trade or something.
Oh, we love that.
Trade. Artists, we're all about the trading, you know?
It is. And
I give you a mug, you give me a
bag. She's been, I've heard her name come up many, many times. Mm-hmm. So that's a booth worth stopping at and mm-hmm. just visiting with Suzanne.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarvis is a new artist that he has West Cedar Studio, and he has a drawing, painting, and photography. But I love his line in his little bio that his dad encouraged me to put myself into my artwork and to see the world as a blank canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really, because that it does come through as a person who likes to go to these. You can tell when somebody really has. Like they're in their work mm-hmm. and they're doing their work for the reasons of, you know, connecting with mm-hmm. subjects and bringing out essences and it makes a difference.
Well, and he's not a new artist. And he's a big community artist. He's got murals around the town.
Well, new to me.
New to you. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he's an incredible painter and yeah, he's got big work around town.
Jeff is the reason that I am with Marv.
Aww.
Oh, look at Jeff, this.
Jeff, I forced Jeff. We were at lunch one day and I said, so that Marv down there. Now,
he's an incredible woodworker
me,
that yeah. you'll never know about.
Yeah, he's a wood carver. He's amazing if you don't know Marv. he was like, everybody keeps telling me I need to meet Marv and go up into see his studio. And I know you know him. So would you introduce me? So then we go running down the sidewalk and Marv is trying to get his door open as fast as he can to get away from us. And it didn't work because that was like 14 years ago and we're still together. So Jeff is amazing. And he, one day I ran into him somewhere and he said, oh, here, I have something for you. And he dug through his portfolio and he had a sketch that he had done of my yard and my house.
Oh, wow.
Which is delightful. So I have it framed and hanging in my living room.
So you do kind of have a landscape.
There's one. Yes.
Yeah. It's just, it's like my, just my house and my garden. It's very sweet. It's very sweet. And Jeff is lovely and he does wonderful work. And yeah, again, another person that like, if when you come to the festival, and this I think is what a community art festival is about, mm-hmm. is that you're meeting the artists and you are actually having conversations with them. And then later you run into them and then they have sketched your yard. So, you know, it's amazing to me. And the connections.
That's really important. It makes a difference in people's experiences. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is Art Zaney, Radio for the Imagination. I want to let you know we're talking with Jessica Prill and Tammy Ressler from the Straight River Arts Festival. That website is straightriverartfestival.com. They also have a Instagram and a Facebook, I mm-hmm. believe, for that you can go check out. Or there's links right on that website. It is Saturday, the 20th of May from 9 to 5, just that one day. So you have to get to Faribault on that day. It's at Heritage Park. Again, remind listeners the location and parking and any details they need to. There aren't any fees to get in.
There's no fees. It's out in the open. It's right next to the Depot Restaurant. Parking will be across from the Depot Restaurant and to the north of the park. And
there's a big ton of parking lot. Yeah.
And we'll have people guiding you where to park and everything. So it'll be pretty obvious once you get down there. So it's tucked kind of behind that bend on 60 that goes past 10,000 drops.
Yes. Okay. And is it rain or shine?
Yes.
Okay.
It is rain or shine, but we did order nice weather.
Oh. We did. And it will be the one Saturday in May that it doesn't rain.
Right.
As someone who's been doing art festivals all week, every weekend for the last 3 weeks, I can say that it has rained every Saturday. So
sad.
This next Saturday is going to be the break.
It's going to be beautiful. Yes. Yeah. That's our wish. At least it'll all be something about it will be beautiful.
The forecast is
good. It's primo.
Positive. I'm knocking on wood here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are there other artists we want to highlight? And as you mentioned, there's 27. There's a whole lot of amazing things. So let's talk maybe even just about the types of art that'll be available. We mentioned Kathy Weed and her Nature of Quilting, which is just the pictures she creates are absolutely beautiful. There's stained glass artists and leather crafting, mm-hmm. clay. Paintings, the stickers
glass
you mentioned
flowers.
From Molly Boyd. Yeah, glass flowers from, I'm trying to remember.
Laura Hyman or Meadow Glass.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, we have Chris Willock who doing his woodworking and he does carving. And I mean, we have like literally a representation of, I think, darn near every type of art medium. You could do. Textile, ceramics, painting, glass, metal, everything. It's all there.
And stickers. Stickers, right. And Alyssa Law, I saw some of her dot paintings, which were...
Yes. Aren't they great?
Really extraordinary there, which I'd never heard of, so I've got to see these close up.
Yeah.
She uses dotting tools and paintbrushes, but they're just so vibrant and often, I think she said she does the form of mandalas and just really... mesmerizing pieces. Yeah. And so that was a fun one. I have not seen her work before either. So,
and we have pieces that are felted. So little fun Fitters. Things for kids and stuff. And I think one of the nice things, that I noticed particularly last year and in going through all of the things this year in the process of coordinating the event is that there is something for everybody mm-hmm. and every price point. There's little things, there's big things. If you just want a little piece of art that can fit in the last little 2 inches of wall space that you have in your house, you can do that. Or if you wanted a bigger piece, and the nice thing is too, that because you're meeting the artists, you're talking to the artists, you can request things and you can commission things and you can suggest things. And the artists that I know, some of the artists I don't know well, I haven't met them before, but most of the artists that I know are very open to working with people to make something that they will enjoy if they don't have it there. So I think it's one of those things where it's worth having conversations. So if you've never come to an art festival before, or if you have gone to other art festivals and you're not sure about this one, I think it's always worth coming to see and to talk to people and to meet people who have different perspectives and ideas. Mm-hmm. And plus, it's just going to be a fun day out. And we have the music, the bands are going to be there.
Yeah, let's talk about what else is going on. It feels a little bit like I don't want to say farmer's market because I don't want to give it, but it's very intimate, that mm-hmm. setting.
That's so, a good
yeah,
word.
I think it's really nice because I think sometimes you go to these big festivals and, mm-hmm. and
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, and which is, great because you have so much variety. But I think even for the artists, it's overwhelming and they kind of step back and become available when you're ready to mm-hmm. buy. Mm-hmm. And here I think it's more of it's like a neighborhood party. It's like a block party. Like they want to talk, they want to chat. We're all having a good time. And it's just one day, so we're not that tired. Right. But yeah, we have live music happening from throughout the day. We have the Big Little Band. Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. And then we have Wendy. I always mix her up. It's Wendy Smith is playing.
The Wendy Smith
is playing. I can't believe we got her. It's
she
so
has
exciting.
The most amazing voice. Such
She's
a talented
the
musician.
Coolest chick ever. I want to be her when I grow up.
Me too.
We have,
that's never going to happen, Jess.
We have, and the music is being sponsored too by someone. We have, I don't know if he wanted a shout out, but he's getting one. So thank you, Sam Temple.
Bravo.
Yeah, he was last year huge in supporting the music, and because we're paying the musicians. I know a lot of time, it's not a huge amount. But I think a lot of times people are like, oh, do you want to be in my festival and play music? And they're like, yeah, we would, but time is money. So we're trying to appreciate that they're bringing their art and they're getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. And we have, Laura O'Connor, who's doing this really cool, what is it? She covers songs in this very loungy music kind of way. So
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And I know there's someone else, but I can't remember her name.
My brain is so full of information at this point.
I know.
That
I'm like
I am no
pulling
longer
the
able
files.
To access
I'm getting,
the
yeah,
files
I'm getting error messages in my brain right now.
401 not found.
Yeah.
404. Whatever. Anyway.
Well, it does sound like a lovely day. And you mentioned, so it goes on all day. Where mm-hmm. would people go if they want to have lunch? Is there
Well, the depot's right there, literally, in the parking
lot. Or we have
lot.
A food truck.
We have a food truck.
Yeah, tell us who's coming.
It's Mexican food.
Mexican food. Last year we had El Jefe. This year we're getting... Oh no,
man.
Taco
del Rey,
maybe something like that. Oh my gosh, we're getting sued.
404.
We'll bring coffee to the show next
anyway.
Time.
There will, yeah. I haven't had any coffee today at all, which no. I'm sitting with someone who has a coffee shop, so it's not right. But anyway, but yeah, we have the food truck there, and Kona Ice usually comes mm-hmm. by, and we have so there's food there available, and really there's porta potties and stuff like that, so you could spend the whole day there if you wanted to.
You don't have to leave.
You do not have to leave. You can come at 9. Stay till 5, help us clean up afterwards. It's great. Yeah. You're all invited to help clean up.
I love what's developing here, and I love that the sense that you're creating a community event, that mm-hmm. the emphasis is on that feeling mm-hmm. of, more...
connection is, everything.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about it being intimate, because I think one of the things, when I would go to the Uptown Art Fair, there's so many vendors that people whip by. They're just they look, mm-hmm. look. And there's no, because there's so many things to see and you don't know, you're like, oh, I might have come back for that, but where was it? I don't remember. So you don't have those conversations. You don't necessarily meet people and build that community. And for me, and I think for Jess as well, having community and having relationships is a big part of not only going to an art event, but being an artist, mm-hmm. building those relationships, because once you have somebody who you have a relationship with, who has loved your art, now you have a customer for life. Mm-hmm. So you, if you have a large art festival and you have people whipping by, they might buy something from you, but they probably aren't even going to remember who you are. Mm-hmm. You're never going to see them again. Whereas if you have a smaller event that's in your community and you're welcoming people to come and spend time with you, now you are building a relationship and now you are building a customer who will come back again and again. So we feel like there's a benefit to both the consumer and to the artist to have a smaller event that is more intimate, that we can support the artists, help them grow. And when you help an artist grow, you're helping their customer get a better quality of work for their home. So everybody wins.
Mm-hmm. Straight River Art Festival. What is it that makes you not afraid to decide we're going to do this and, you know, venture into this business? And now you've started it to be.
Because that part of my brain is broken.
Same, Paula. It's just a lack of ability to limit ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't say no, and we just can't see limits. I think like what Jessica was saying earlier is that, when you talk to people who have a lot of negativity and tell you you can't do this and that's why that won't work, and it makes you question your ability. Mm-hmm. It makes you question if you can do it. It mm-hmm. makes you feel like you don't want to start because you're afraid you can't do it. So if you can surround yourself with people who are like, oh yeah, we should totally do that. Yeah. And you see a problem and you're like, well, yeah, I mean, it'll be fine. We'll just work around that. It'll be all right. And it makes you feel stronger as a person mm-hmm. and gives you confidence. And then you see a blank wall and you think, oh, yeah, I could totally paint that whole wall. And you don't have
that. Is it a good idea? Maybe not. But I can do it.
But you can. And you have people around you going, oh, yeah, you could totally do that.
Yeah.
You should do that. Why aren't you doing that right now? Let's go do that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the key is really not worrying about the successes, but it's who you surround yourself with mm-hmm. and that energy that they bring to helping you build what you want to build, and maybe a shared vision. Is that an important part?
In a way, I think it's just the support. I think, and when you get that support, I think the vision comes, and mm-hmm. I think you grow as an artist because you did try. And if it did work, great. You learned some things if it didn't, but you know, you did it. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people want to tell you why you can't do something. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been told, oh, an art gallery will never fly in Faribault. Oh, a coffee shop will never fly in Faribault. Oh, an art festival will never fly in Faribault. Oh, and they're, I'm like,
and you're like, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Come back to me.
I just do it. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need to talk to you. You're not my people.
Right.
Like, I love you, but yeah. I'll find the person that can. Like, you're obviously not the person I need to work with. And yeah. And Tammy was just like, yeah, you should do that. Let's do that. This is how we should do that. And I'm like, I love this. This is going to happen. And it's a little dangerous because now, I mean, there's no...
Oh, now we're all like, oh, you know what? The other thing we should do. So this is why when we did the nonprofit, we were like, we should do this at Straight River Arts. So we're not boxed into just one thing because we want to do collaborative projects. Mm-hmm. We want to do
Stay tuned.
Public art. We want to do all kinds of things. And we didn't want to limit ourselves to a festival because we're like, that was the seed. But we want to grow in and have lots of branches and leaves and all kinds of, we want to just poop out good ideas everywhere.
Everywhere.
What would surprise people about what's developing in Faribault?
Probably everything.
I mean, I think it's a town that really looked down on itself mm-hmm. for a long time. And it's changed its mind. The city mm-hmm. is, as a whole, making a turn for a more positive view of itself and projecting mm-hmm. a more positive view of itself. And you know what I think is really cool? And I thought about this one day and I was like, huh. When I moved to Faribault, I was, of course, I was with my husband, but I was in a rediscovery phase of my life. I wasn't looking at myself as positively as I should have. Mm-hmm. And the town wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it's been really kind of a cool parallel mm-hmm. of me growing as an artist and becoming confident and the town growing as, you know, like a positive place and just this merging of this just positive energy. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a cool town, and there's new life being fed into it, and we're trying to be, you know, an impact in that. And it's kind of the energy is right for all of this to come together and grow.
I can see it happening.
And I think when people come to Faribault, and like you said, I think it was a town that didn't think the best of itself. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that speaks to the whole idea of having people around you who support you and believe in you. And I think Faribault as a whole, from people in the city council to everything else, they believe mm-hmm. that it can be better. And that's what you have to have.
There
have
to have people who believe. Working so hard.
It's not just us believing in this festival. It is everybody believing you can do whatever your passion is. Whatever, if you want to grow a tomato that's 20 feet tall, you know what? You can do it.
In Faribault.
And actually, I read a magazine. This guy did it. He had like 8 bushels of tomatoes off of one plant. I was like, yeah, you go. So, you know, we all want, I think, to feel like we can achieve our dreams and do our best. And like you, sometimes you're at a place where when you come in, you come into a new environment and you're just like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you want somebody in Faribault who will tell you you can do whatever you want to do, you come to Fleur-de-Lis. I'm not kidding. You know what? You come to the Straight River Art Festival and you meet these people and Jess and I, and whatever it is you want to do, there are people who can help you do it.
Yeah,
and
we will help talk you through whatever crazy idea you have. And we may not know anything about it, but nothing. We will be like, okay, well, and you know what's really cool?
It's not rocket science.
Well, it might be.
Well,
if you want to build a rocket.
Yeah, if you want to build a rocket, come on down to Faribault. We will help you build
your
rocket.
But as we discussed earlier, math is not our thing. But, you know, like one of our artists, Sandra Sargent, she's a stained glass artist. She was like, she'd never really put her art out there. And she came to the gallery and she's like, I made this little art thing and I was hoping maybe. And I'm like, I love it. Let's do it. She's teaching a class at the Paradise next month.
Okay, that's exciting. July.
And is one of my top sellers in the gallery. I mean,
she's also going to be on the art tour in the fall.
Yeah. And she's just, you know, and watching her career grow as an artist and her open up as a person mm-hmm. because she's gained this thing that like she just kind of is her. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool what, you know, when you're accepted, I mean, I think this is probably like a broad stroke we could make, like, but when you're accepted for who you are and what you love and you put people around you that encourage that, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do anything.
And if you fail, your friends are there to support
to catch you.
Yeah, because not everything is successful and life is life. And sometimes life is
messy
and unfortunate for sure. But you know what? If you have that support and strength and people encouraging you and stuff, you can have somebody to float you. So when things are really hard, you have your people who will float you and
bring
help
you cookies
and bring you cookies or soup or whatever. And so like, I think with community is there's your microcosm and your macrocosm mm-hmm. and both are equally important. And so what we want to do is create environments where people can start forming relationships or building relationships, because that positivity then
spreads
into a greater positivity. And we're just going to basically make the world a better place.
I don't doubt.
It's an art festival, but I tell you what, it's a seed.
We're changing the world.
Yeah, come join us.
I think that's perfect, right? I just feel that. And I've always admired both of you. And it's been such a thrill to get a little bit of your wisdoms. Tell us about the Straight River Art Festival and the now new Straight River Arts mm-hmm. nonprofit, which we will see things unfolding.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll stay tuned. I love what you're bringing. And so if people are, that's their energy and they want to, you know, come and be a part of that, start by visiting the festival.
For sure.
And again, that's on Saturday the 20th, so that's next weekend. Mm-hmm. This is May 2023, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Heritage Park, which is right down just off of the, what's the main street there?
60.
Yeah, 60 is the highway, but the
Heritage Drive.
Where the Paradise is. The Main Street.
Oh, Central Avenue.
Central Avenue, right. Yep. It's right behind that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to find.
There will be flags and signs.
And so people talking and pointing.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And so, and will the gallery and the Good Day Coffee be open?
Yes, the gallery will be open. Millie will be there. And Good Day Coffee will be open. We will also have a little booth down at the festival, so you can buy our goodies there, too.
Perfect. It sounds like a
and I think there's other stuff going on in town. I think there's a flea market at
the Rice County Historical Society has their flea market there.
So there's lots of reasons to come to Faribault, not just our art festival.
Yeah.
So
make lots a day of stuff of to it. Do. Yeah, totally. I mean, and the flea market is super fun. And so if you come into town, like from Northfield, if you come into town on 3, you'll see the Rice County Historical Society on your right. As soon as you come into town, that's the flea market. You just keep going straight and you're basically going to end up downtown. You're going to see the signs and then you just take a left and you're right there. So everything is within a 5-minute drive and there's lots of fun stuff to do. And it's just going to be a relaxing,
perfect day.
Nice day.
I can't wait.
Yes, sunny, but not too warm.
Right.
And not too cold, and it won't rain. And it's all been ordered, Paula. We've got it all ordered.
You do. You're on top of it. And that is an extraordinary thing. Yes. So, folks, thank you, Jess and Tammy, for being here on Art Zany Radio.
Thanks for having us.
It's a thrill. And I'll mention it again next week. So, folks, definitely get a chance to go and see that. I'm going to remind you that from last week's show, Mom, the Musical is happening this weekend and next weekend as well. So be sure to catch that. There's always something happening. And I hope that you make yourself a part of it, show up, learn what, you know, follow your passion so that you can find that time to build a practice and get you through all those ups and downs. This is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. Thanks for listening. I hope you always enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany Radio for the Imagination with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
Hi, just wanted